more interviews and great conversation to get you through the night on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal. Here's Peter Anthony Holder.
As an engineering student in college, author Marcus Melliton Jr.'s love life was about as exciting as an electrical schematic. He noticed that the jocks, the bad boys, and the flunkies in general got all the girls, so he based his senior thesis on a powerful theory, and it has turned into a book. The book is called Nice Guys Don't Get Laid. And Marcus is on the line with us right now. Hi, Marcus. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
I think that says a lot that you're in school thinking about how you were not getting lucky. And so many people would, I would assume, focus on attempting to get lucky. You decided to document this process.
Well, it intrigued me because I'm, you know, as an engineer, you're looking for logic. And the last thing you want to do is look for logic in relationships and in dealing with women.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, so it's something that just really struck me is I've got to make some sense of this. It doesn't make sense. I'm doing all the things I'm told to do. I call when I'm supposed to. I take women out to nice places. I listen to them. I talk to them. But I ended up being the buddy, the pal, the best girlfriend, basically.
So you, as I mentioned, based your senior thesis on this. So it was something that you were doing for marks. When you graduated, a lot of times people have a thesis, they just put it down, they say, okay, I'm finished school, that's it. You turned it into a book. When did that take place? And when did the idea first come to turn it into a book?
Well, the idea came is that I like satire, and it really came down to supply and demand. What is it women are looking for? You know, what do they say they want? What is it that they're actually being attracted to? And as I'm, you know, you see these crazy things that were happening, you know, at that time. You had, I like to tell people, what's the guaranteed way to get love letters from women you don't know?
What is the way?
The answer is be put on death row for serial murder.
You know, you're absolutely right.
And see, you've read about that, haven't you?
Absolutely.
At that time, it was people like Charles Manson who was getting love letters from women. You've got the Menendez brothers.
I was about to say, didn't one of the Menendez brothers get married in prison?
One got married in prison. The other one was proposed to by a couple of people, and the prison people were just going, okay, we've had enough of this, you know? It doesn't make sense. And, you know, when you talk about prison, most women who are in prison are there because of the man that they were attached to, not because they initiated the crime themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, how many women have gone to prison to follow you?
Good point.
I mean, even Hitler had a woman kill herself with him. It's just so. And these are extremes. I like to make fun of it. So what I decided was, maybe what I need to do is teach men how to become the disaster women search for. So I'll teach them how to get drinking problems, how to get police records, and those kind of mating credentials that women are looking for.
Mating credentials. I love it. So I understand that there are 10 commandments for bad boys.
There are. And, we were trying to summarize what it is that you should know. Because, see, here's the problem with nice guys, and this is the problem with guys in general, is 99% of us do not have women coming after us, aggressively coming after us. We're the people that have to ask the woman out, put yourself out there to possibly be, you know, turned down. You're the one that has to go out, meet women, ask them out, take them out to places, and that's where you are. And most men, what happens to them is they start to lose their confidence because when they get turned down, they look at it and they go, there's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. They get nervous. And one thing there's no respect for is a guy that doesn't show confidence. So you lose your confidence when these kind of things happen. And yet you have people around you, men around you, to have basically confidence with, you know, with really nothing to back it up. They don't have a job. They don't have a, they have a bad reputation. They have everything going wrong for them, yet they have this, you know, this confidence about them that attracts women. Huh. So this is where men get in trouble.
And then there's the extremely overconfident ones, the ones who can't believe that someone would actually turn them down, that the only possible reason a woman would turn them down is because she's a lesbian.
Exactly. You know, and that's how they go through life. And it actually works for them because that makes it so they can walk up to the next woman, ask her out, try and attract her. And if she turns him down, he doesn't care because he thinks there's something wrong with her. And really, when you get down to it, there probably is something wrong with her because you could have, you know, an engineering degree, be attractive, be a decent person. Everyone can depend on you, and a woman can turn you down. And then Charles Manson could walk up and ask her out, and she'll go out with him.
We are talking here on we are talking here on CJD and CFRB with Marcus Melitin Jr., the author of Nice Guys Don't Get Laid. By the way, you can check out the website, which is www.sharkbaitpress.com. I think that URL just says it all right there. www.sharkbaitpress.com. You can also go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com. Click on the What's On page for tonight's date. You'll find links that will take you to Marcus's website. Also, links to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book directly. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue talking with Marcus. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto.
Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Astro Media Radio, CFRB 1010 in Toronto, and CJAD 800 in Montreal.
And we are talking here on CJAD and CFRB with Marcus Melitin Jr., the author of Nice Guys Don't Get Laid. So I understand that there are traps that all nice guys should avoid.
Yes. And there's women to avoid, certain women to avoid. The thing that you've got to watch out for is that women are looking for a challenge. And if you don't provide a challenge to them, then you become trapped. You become the buddy. You know, you have some women who are money grubbers, you know, is what I call them. And this is someone who, you know, they're just looking for somebody that's going to provide money. You know, Paul McCartney was just married to one, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. You got the problem child. Okay, now this is the one, and a lot of men get stuck in this. They want to save a woman from herself. You know, she's, I used to get letters, you know, from men who have read the book, and they would write and they would talk about how they saved this woman. She had two kids, the guy that she was married to, or the boyfriend was the girlfriend of, had left and never came back, and he would pick things up for her, find a place for her to live, maybe even have her move in, and do everything he can. And then suddenly, the guy would come back, take one look at her, she would disappear with the kids, and then I would get a letter from this guy saying, "What do I do? How do I get her back?" And my answer was always, you're glad. It's a good thing she's gone.
Hmm. Well, you just described a type of a personality who is trying to save someone. Based on the title of your book, isn't that exactly what a lot of the women are doing? Right. Why they're dating bad guys? They want to fix or save someone.
Yes. They want to fix them. And, you know, for guys, they want to save her. They want to pick her up. It's a little different. It's kind of the knight in shining armor. Whereas for women, they want to fix them. They want to, they look at a guy as a project. They don't want to find a guy who's what they want them to be. They're looking for a guy who has potential to become.
Wow.
Now, and that's why they step over guys who are good choices for them and find somebody where you're looking at them going, what in the world is she doing with him? You know, and then so that you got the problem child. You got the something that's new is the unsatisfied wife. And I see this a lot. And it's a guy that does get married. He's a good guy. And one day his wife just goes, you know something? I'm bored with this, and walks out. And that's the end of it. And how that typically turns out, she ends up with a worse life and he ends up with a better wife.
Are you married?
I am. I had issued this book a long time ago, and we had talked on the radio probably over 10 years ago. And it was about 100 pages long. I'd written it during college and finally got it out and published it. And then I got married. I've got 4 kids now. I had someone call me up, and I'd published a few other books, and said, you know, that book, Nice Guys, that you ran out of 4 or 5 years ago is being bid up on eBay for 3 times what you originally sold it for. And so I picked it back up. I went out and I picked up a lot of material. I'd started writing down to add to the book, and I did that, and I got an artist to add some artwork, and I did the 10 commandments that you're talking about, and I have rules to live by. And so I was giving a lot of answers to a lot of questions men were asking. So now the book's over twice as big as it was before, and I just put it out. That was a big change. I put it out before I was married, and now I'm coming from a completely different side of it. I'm married with 4 kids, I've got this book that's just a lot of fun to cover.
Well, you mentioned that it's gotten twice, it's become twice the size that it was when you wrote it the first time. In between the time that you wrote the book when you were single and you were in college and now married with 4 children, did any of the things that were actually in the book the first time around change?
No. You know something? This is going to be the way it is forever. And the guys that learn this and understand it are going to be able to be the ones that push their way through it. Because women need drama in their lives. They're looking for excitement, and they don't want a guy who's a pushover. And they look at a guy who does what they want them to do, who says the right things. They look at him as a pushover, and they look for somebody that's a challenge and end up with someone who's a worse person. And we're talking about the Ten Commandments because I like to look at this with humor. Because ultimately, relationships are hysterical. It's like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt never be a woman's best friend unless thou wantest to serve as her eunuch.
Who?
Thou shalt understand that women aren't happy unless they are unhappy. Now think about that.
Mm.
Drama. They love drama. There's nothing more boring than having everything going just like it's supposed to go.
What does your wife say about the book?
She's got a 2 degrees in psychology.
Her project then?
Yeah, a little bit. I met her at a party, and she was there with a date. And that's initially how I met her.
And what was the guy like? Was he a bad boy?
You know, he was a project.
Okay.
You know, he was smart, had all these things going for him, but nothing was working out. And, I had changed quite a bit because one of the things I did have to learn was that you need to have your confidence about yourself, because if a woman's going to select a guy that's a complete disaster, then you're more than good enough to be a man for any woman. What's recently happened that I thought was amazing? Rihanna, okay?
Right.
There's a woman, right. Not much money, not very talented, not very good looking. What choice does she have but to have a guy that's going to beat her up, right?
Huh.
Yeah? And you get down to it, she could have just about any man on earth, and she sticks with somebody that's like that.
Right.
So you have to understand, it's not because there's something wrong with you that you weren't selected. You need to just push through this, because their selection process is pretty poor.
What is the Brad Pitt test for dating?
Oh, well, this is for guys who need to get a clue as to what's happening. You know, you ask a woman out, you call her up and you say, look, I'd like to take you out to eat. We'll go to this place and we'll do this on this night. And she's busy, right? Now, what would be the opposite? You know, and so the guy, and I did this myself, I would accept and go, well, maybe she really is busy. Maybe another time would be a good time to ask her out. But what you have to look at is, okay, let's say Brad Pitt called her up and said, hey, I'm going to be in town on the same night. I want you to take me out to eat, and I want you to spend all the money, pick me up, do everything, and then when I drop you off, if you're lucky, I might kiss you. okay? She'll take the date.
Well,
Suddenly she'll have time for it, right? So you got to look at it that way. If she wants to go out with you, she will make time. And so you don't accept excuses. Basically, you look at it as, okay, she didn't, you know, she gave me an excuse, and she probably could have done it or given me an avenue to ask her out for another date. So you don't want to be stuck in a position where you continually ask her out, which only makes it worse. You've got to understand that she is turning you down, just flat. Move on, find somebody else. Get it to the point where she's looking at you because of all the women she sees you out with, because they like to see someone who's in demand, who has other things they could be doing.
When you brought the book out for a second time, twice the size, updated, now as a married man, did your wife, the psychologist, help in any way with the new edition of the book?
You know, no. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good question. You know, she agrees with a lot of it, and she thinks a lot of it's funny. In fact, she kind of read through parts of it that I was doing to help me out with it. One thing that she did mention is that, and this always stuck with her, was that how many men were attracted to women who were capital Bs? I don't know, can you say the word on it? And it was something that always kind of surprised her, that this is a woman that's kind of like the bad boy. Doesn't have to be particularly great looking, but she's very demanding, and guys are attracted to her. And so that was something that she had brought up to me that I thought was kind of interesting.
Now, you have four kids.
Yes.
Boys or girls?
Two girls, two boys.
And what are the age range?
They're very young.
Okay.
We're talking about, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8.
So, is this book lying around the house? When your daughters start dating, will this book, or when your sons start dating, will this book be available to them?
Yes. And you know, one thing, I write satire. So, really, the dirtiest part of the book is the cover, is the title,
mm-hmm.
name of it. I really do. What I do is through humor, I like to have fun with this so that guys can kind of recognize where they stand and what they need to do in order to become interesting, to become in demand. But one interesting thing I found about this was that men would leave these books out, and I've had women read it and drop boyfriends afterwards.
Ooh.
That was something I didn't expect. And I interviewed one woman called up and said, I'm married because of you. And what had happened was she'd been going out with the bad boys, and she was a lot of fun. I knew her. She was a lot of fun, exciting, dating a lot of guys. But she would end up with guys that she had to continually fight for, continually try and, you know, keep them from, you know, having affairs and things like that. And she said one day she read my book, and she looked at it and said, you know, I'm going to accept a date with this guy that keeps asking me out, because he didn't seem all that interesting to her. And she went out with the guy, went out with him again, and then married him about 6 months later. And she said, I never would have married that guy because I never would have dated that guy until I read the book. And the reason was I laid out how these guys operated so well that when she looked at it, she said, you know, I used to think these guys were unique, had something worth salvaging, that they had a lot of excitement about them. But when you lay it out and you're able to almost diagram it like an engineer, you suddenly realize that he's just your average run-of-the-mill street jerk. There's nothing special about him. There's no mystery about him anymore.
Huh.
And that's what it did for her.
The book is called Nice Guys Don't Get Laid. It's written by Marcus Melaton Jr. You can check out the website, which is www.sharkbaitpress.com. You can go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com. Click on the What's On page for tonight's date. You'll find links that will take you to Marcus's website. Also links to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book directly. I thank you very, very much, Marcus, for taking the time to be on the program with us this morning.
I enjoyed it. Let's do it again sometime, because it's always a fun subject, especially with the Rihannas of the world, and the, you know, and the things you read in the news, you know, about bad boys and nice girls and what happens between them.
Absolutely. Again, the book is called Nice Guys Don't Get Laid, written by Marcus Melitin Jr. We'll take a break. I have a double heaping helping of stuff from the CJD and CFRB stuff file coming up. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.